What do we have here? Is it you who summoned me? I wonder what you are searching for in your devilish tomes and ritualistic ways. I'm sure you weren't looking for little me, were you? You seem to be speechless, my dear. Why don't you tell me your name? A gorgeous name, I assure you, for a gorgeous woman such as yourself. But the question is, what does a gorgeous woman like yourself desire with an incubus such as I? I am not just any everyday demon, you see. I am a demon of pleasure, of utmost ecstasy. I assure you, if what you seek is the utmost pleasure of human capacity, or of that which transcends into the devilish territory, then you have summoned the right demon. Let me introduce myself. I am Asmodeus, a demon from one of the circles of hell. I trust you understand what you've gotten yourself into. No, no, my dear, don't close the book. That would be ever so boring, so boorish. Look at you already. Do your eyes wander? Do you want to know what it feels? I can see it in your eyes. I can smell it on the air. That you are a stubborn one. But what was it? That is the question. What was it you were truly looking for when you found me? I wish you would tell me. But I'm sure there are other ways to procure an answer from you. So, what is it, my dear? Those dirty little secrets behind your mind. Do you portray yourself as an angel to those who know you, to those you meet? But then, once you get home, I'm sure you'll lavish in dirty, in quenching thoughts of sex and desire. I can see it in your eyes. You are no innocent child, or you would have never found me. So, little angel, shall I give you such a sweet fall into my clutches? I assure you, on my pride as an incubus and as a very well-known demon, that I will not disappoint you. And of course, the cost, it depends, my dear. There is no escape, I'm afraid. As you no doubt know, since you are running away, that fear, that lovely fear in your eyes, trying to struggle to open the door, is just so enticing. I truly can't get enough of it. It's so very flavorful, so very delicious, like the scent of your arousal. You think I don't know, but that fear is no mask for your other needs. gods. So why don't I make you a deal? For this entertaining meeting, and for you to have given me freedom within the mortal realm, I want to give you an offer that will make it worth your while. Look at me. I know you are attracted to me. I know you want more. Because when I hold you this close, when I squeeze you tight, I feel that pretty little heart of yours beating faster by the moment. So what then? Do my razor teeth at your ear get your attention? What's with your breathing now, love? You almost seem like that fear is turning into something else. Is that how it is? You see, I don't need to touch you in order to arouse you. The words and breath, the ways of lust, are oh so very contagious, you see. And I know you can feel my lust lavishing across your skin, undressing that pretty little body of yours. But where is it? Where does the lust desire for next? My dear, while I would love ever so much to force you into something, it comes with a bit of uncouth feelings. Instead, why don't we sit and talk before you lose your footing? You see, I can tell. I've noticed your legs shaking, your sex twitching. Do not fear. It is a natural reaction of a female such as yourself to be in the presence of my very esteemed self. You see, my scent alone is enough to make most lose their mind, so I must give you credit where credit is due. You have stood up to quite the assault on your body. You who tries to hide it. Have a seat. I will determine what the price is through your explanation. That is, if you can spit out the words through your quivering voice. Ah, oh, that blush looks so good on you. Now that you're sitting, you seem to have your thighs pressed together oh so devilishly. What is it you're hiding, I wonder? Could it be a lavish little cunt that's dripping for more? I dare say. That would be my guess, but let's not get too off topic. Here, my dear, I'll even give you a little bit of a massage. Oh, trust me, I wouldn't dream of doing something sexual with you unless you so desired it, which you have assured me on multiple occasions that is not your goal, so you are as safe as a baby in a crib. So, why don't we get down to business? What is it you tried to summon, and why? I see. So you are one of those that is dabbling in the arts. Probably never expected anything to happen, did you? How very cute of you. You are enticing, you are. So, putting that aside, and no, do not fear. My claws are not at your throat, not yet. It is merely a shoulder massage, so why is it you seem more roused by such simple touch? Don't tell me you're some kind of perverted woman. I dare say that's what you seem like. We're simply having a conversation. I've not done anything to you yet. So, getting back on topic, why would you seek a demon in the first place? Haven't you heard? We are quite the fickle folk. Not everyone wants something as simple as me. You could have ended up with many, many worse. So I suppose you're quite lucky, my dear. Though you will learn how lucky soon, I would imagine. So, you are seeking to commune with a demon for what? So naive you are. Perhaps once I was like you, thinking that it was just a game. A game of mortals and immortals, of demons and humans and angels and more. But you quickly learn how deep the rabbit hole goes. And when it bottoms out, you will understand. Yes, you, who is practically drowning in your own lust, you have done something that so many desire, yet so many, yet more have limitations and finite fears that keep them. So I applaud you, my dear. You have ascended past what most humans are capable of. You have done something that's impressive, enticing to a demon such as myself, so bravo. Now, you communed, or attempted to find out if someone likes you. Something so simple could have been accomplished with a spirit, a mere facade of consciousness. The ghosts of the past have no place doing anything further. So I assume that you wanted something forbidden, didn't you? Knowledge you should never seek, or maybe you wanted to manipulate it. Oh, a woman after my own heart. I do so enjoy manipulation. It's so enticing getting someone to behave the way you wish. But I must confess that I am a devout lover of those who resist, also like yourself. You who grit your teeth at me, bares your fangs, but still feels the whips and lashes of lust upon your sex, upon your body, upon your very soul. I can taste it, my dear. Oh, you are such an interesting girl. It's a lovely difference from most. Those who summon me typically know what they wish. They typically want me to ravage them, and it's so simple, so boring. But you, I want you to feel it. I want you to writhe in the agony of what you've done in ways that are beyond pleasure. I want you to suffer what you have done in such an exquisite way. Yes, my hands are round your neck now. You are my plaything, and you can resist as much as you wish. But fear not, I am not a murderer. But that doesn't mean I won't choke you until the inch, the very last inch of death, creeps upon you. What's the matter? You look less scared by the moment, more turned on. Those nipples of yours poking through your little shirt. It's oh so enticing and makes me want to squeeze your guts out. But as you know, that would ruin the fun. Yes, my dear, writhe in the pleasure and pain. We've only just begun. So what is it? Now, the afterglow. As I loosen my grip, and you regain a sense of composure, that afterglow of pleasure is upon you. I can feel it, I can taste it. And, my dear, not to be lewd, but I can see it. What's with that lewd little puddle between your legs? Am I to blame for that? I think not. You are oh so naughty, aren't you, my girl? Good of you to lust. There are far too many that lie, that waste their time. But you, I see you looking down, down with want, down with desire, down with curiosity. You want to touch your own lust. You want it to be tangible. I can smell it. So, the most curious question of all is why do you hesitate? Why is it you stop before things get truly interesting? Oh, my dear, you misunderstand. I win either way. You do not have to rely upon me. I would be just as happy watching you writhe and try and resist your own desire. But something tells me by that look in your eyes, that knot in your throat, that you want more than what has been done. You want me to be your man in this moment. You lust for a one-night stand, but also I can see it in your eyes. You fear it. You fear what I could do to your body, don't you? I sense your fear. I bet you know full well that no man could satisfy you as well as a demon. A demon who reigns in hell. You see, my lovely little member is not so small, nor is it so forgiving. You will feel pain and pleasure the likes of which you could only imagine in your wildest dreams. But once you've had it, I'm afraid there is no drug that could ever match, because my unholy cock is one that can never be forgotten. No, no, no. You underestimate me, my dear. It has no such thing. It won't alter your brain any more than you yourself do. It will make you writhe in lust and dissatisfaction for the rest of your days, because it's just that perfect. You see, I've been around for many thousands of years. I have technique. I have everything you could desire, all in one. But you have to be willing to give me something in return. Though this time I think I'd be satisfied with just that wonderful look of yours. Just you to beg for it. Because of how much you've changed since we first met. You who cursed me. You who damned me. You who looked at me with fear and disdain now looks with want and desire. How the mighty have fallen, just like an angel dropped out of heaven. You seem to be embracing your own hell. I like that in a woman. You who fall. You who was honest with yourself. You're ever so human, aren't you? So, profess yourself to me. On your knees, my dear. You must worship me, or you will never be satisfied. Don't you want it? Isn't that curiosity between your eyes, between your thighs? You who desires to know what it feels like. You humans are all the same, like pigs waiting to be slaughtered in sex, waiting to be devoured and played with in ways that nothing can ever match. So why don't we be cordial here, my dear? I am a demon of oh so much desire, so you can bet that the next lonely girl is looking for me. Of course, if you want, I can offer you something more than just a one-time thing. I could offer you a calling card of sorts. But I need something of equal value. It's all fair, is what we do. So what say you? I will take your restraint, your ability to resist your sexual urges, and you will get my calling card. We'll see what happens next time. But if you obey, then perhaps you may be the biggest sow to my collection. My prized little sow, won't you be? Now, submit. Worship me on your knees, little sow. Yes, that's a good becoming look for you. I see. Ah, you do not resist. You will never resist me again. Go ahead. Indulge in my demonic cock. Go ahead. You may worship it. You have my permission. Little one. I see you are quite voracious for a human, aren't you? So delicious. I can feel your lust. With those lewd noises you make. Yes, it was only a matter of time, my dear, before you could no longer resist me. Humans are such frail creatures, so you are nothing but true to what you are. A woman. A woman who is a slave to her body as any other. Do not get me wrong. Ah, yes, just like that, my dear. You did a good fight, but it is inevitable that you lose to an incubus like me. Yes, just like that. Your worship is great. Your faith is wonderful. Do not stop me. I grab your hair because you are a tool for my pleasure. Now you must swallow. Swallow it all, my dear. Every last drop, if you favor your life. So beautiful, looking down at you, where you belong on your knees. You are mine now. Show me it. Show me my cum dribbling from your mouth. How does it feel to be my newest little cum dumpster? Is that too uncouth of me? Pardon me, I'll make it up to you, I promise. And so, my dear, how shall we proceed? You didn't actually believe that would earn you enough favor for me to allow you to leave, did you? No, 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 no. We haven't attended to that little cunt of yours that seems oh so needy right now. Are you afraid? I know my delicious member might have you a little bit with your mouth full. You'll have quite a hard time swallowing all that. But I assure you, if you put your mind to it, you can do good. I believe in you. So, shall we get to round two, as they say? Oh, yes. You have that look in your eyes. Why don't I give you something to savor? Yes, I'm lifting you. Lifting you up. Do my fangs frighten you? I'll not draw blood, I assure you, but they'll come damn close to it. Don't mind me if I leave you bruised and battered now. You are so tasty. Now give me those sweet lips of yours. Profess your love, your lust to me. Yes. Ah, my dear, I don't think the word slut does you justice. You are, in fact, more or less just a sow, a flesh bag for me to use and pleasure as I see fit. But you're also a dedicated fan, someone who is my communion, if you will. Won't you partake? I'm sure God will forgive you if you do. After all, even Jesus was a sinner, was he not? Despite what they say. You are no better, my dear. Even now I can see your hands. Even in my arms as I lift you up. You are so light. So weightless to me. And yet your hand, where is it, my dear? Where is your hand? I can see you. Shamelessly seeking more pleasure with your little hand. Why is it inside those panties of yours? Surely you're not trying to be greedy in the face of an incubus, are you? For that you must truly be punished. Repent to me. Repent. 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 You are mine, and you shall not feel pleasure until I say so. My voice will drive you up the wall, and my touch will drive you back down, down to hell's warm embrace. So now, my dear, I think it's punishment. I will waste no time in using your body. Normally, you must understand, I might be kind to you as a sort of introduction, but I'm afraid, for now, I will fuck you like the animal that you are. I will carve my cock into that little pussy of yours so deep that you can never forget. In fact, if I were human, you might even die from this, but I assure you, I won't let it come to that. I am so generous, aren't I? How does it feel to be all the way down the haft of my cock impaling your sweet little cunt, all in one motion, my dear? Does it hurt you? I hope it does. But I assure you the pain will fade soon enough. You just need some convincing. Just like that. Is it embarrassing for you? Being fucked while I'm standing here lifting your frail little body and slamming it down upon my manhood. I can feel it through your voice, your heartbeat. It's going practically to your stomach. My dear, your insides will remember my cock. Your insides will be mine. Play with. I do not tire like humans, no. I am carnal like a beast, and I will ravage you as such. Do not fear the barbs. They will ravage your insides. Maybe you'll bleed just a bit, but I trust you don't mind a bit rough. Yes, yes, call out my name. Call out my name, little slut, little sow. Profess yourself to my servitude, and I will reward you one at a time. One thrust at a time. One lewd noise. One lewd. Everything is as I plan it, and you will never defy me. Yes, just like that. I want to hear your voice, my dear. Profess yourself. Confess your sins to me. Make yourself known. And fear me in your lust. Just like that. switching cock, the demon member inside you, corrupting your insides. Ah, yes. Now, it twitches on your insides. It's about to spew it inside your cunt. And you cannot stop me. You cannot escape. Come for me, little Sal. Come as I feel you as I please. You are my newest toy, and there is no escape. Just like that. You are divine, my dear. Look down. No, look down. You will not look away. Watch as my semen seeps out of your cunt slow and thick, as it drips to the floor as I claim you. You will never think of anyone but me ever again. You are my Sal that will forever be mine, because you will never forget the treatment today. From my touch to my voice, you will desire more. There is no escape, my dear. For this is a contract. Not of blood. Not sealed in such wasted lifeblood. But in semen. In cum that seeps from your pussy that is now mine. Your body, your breathless lungs, I cry my name. Down to every inch of your sensitive body, you are now my Sal. You are now prostrated to serve me, and I will leave my calling card, a marking upon you that will never leave. And whenever you lust, whenever you remember, I will be there again and again until you lose your mind, until you give me your soul to torment with sexual eternity in hell. You can never leave. You can never escape. So long as you are my little Sal. So now I must leave you. They say parting is such sweet sorrow, but I trust there is no sorrow in that afterglow that I see as you still leak gallons of my seed across the floor. Do rise for more. I see it in your eyes. You want to keep going, but that's the beauty of it, my dear. You will feel when I wish you to. You will exquisitely desire so much more. And I will deliver when you so much as think of me. But I am a busy demon, you must understand, so for now I must bid you adieu. Do clean yourself up, won't you, love? It would be such a shame if I met you in the same sorry state. Though, I do think you look quite becoming that way. I can think of many things to follow up on such a picturesque display. But for now, I'll let those writhe in your mind and in the realm of imagination. Goodbye, my dear. And I shall see you soon.